Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at craigtowens.com.
Today's audio blog is the audio of a video I shared today. If you would like to watch the video, or if you'd like to check out some related sources, take a look at the show notes.
And so Luke, this physician, is observing things about the life of Jesus. And he's the only one that gives us, even though it's really small, he gives us an insight into Jesus's growing up years. And I wrote it because I think that it's the Holy Spirit, when not only inspires the words, but I think the Holy Spirit inspires the order that the words show up. So, you know, when we, in our society today, we make a list and we say, number one is this, number two is this, number three is this, and we have a hierarchy. And by doing this, we're saying this is the most important thing. The biblical writers, when they're writing, they don't do that. But when they list words, they list them in order of importance. And so this is how I've drawn this. From Luke 2:52, this one insight that we get from Dr. Luke about the growth of Jesus. And he says, first of all, that Jesus grew in wisdom. And I would put that in this category of he grew his mind. Okay? He was well-versed in Scripture. He knew what was going on. He was aware of that. He grew in wisdom. And then and the next thing that Luke says is he grew in stature. There was a physical component of his growth. I think it's safe to say that Jesus was fairly physically healthy. The fact that he could make it through all of the abuse that he went through leading up to his crucifixion and still make it to the cross. You know, how many people would have died along the way or collapsed and never been able to get there. Luke said physically he grew. But then this is the part that baffles me. Because what I would have put at the pinnacle is that what Luke actually puts next here, and where he says he grew in favor with God. He grew in favor with God. And then what he puts all the way up at the top is he said that he grew in favor with men. Why wouldn't our spiritual health be at the pinnacle? I think it's because we don't really know how healthy we are spiritually until it's put to the test in our relationships. I mean, we never see Jesus in the Gospels. He never says, was Jesus ever bit? Was he poked? Was he prodded? Was he insulted? Was he slandered? Okay. Do we ever see Jesus lashing out and then saying later, oh, my bad. I apologize. I misspoke there. Okay. The proof of what God has done in our heart really comes out in the way that we interact with people, especially when we're caught off guard, when we're bumped, when we're jostled, when we're bit and we didn't expect it. That's when it tells us truly what's inside of our heart.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at craigtowens.com, which is also where you can get in touch with Craig, read more posts, and access the huge library of resources he's gathered.